Max McNown, better me for you. B105. That's easy for me to say.
Max McNown, better me for you.
I got it. Thank you, Lauren.
Brown eyes.
Thank you for being my backup here.
I was just trying to.
B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. I'll just let the song breathe here for a minute at the end.
It's a long outro.
It's just so elegant. Okay. Brought to you by East Central Energy. What's up?
So I saw this and I loved it. I'm going to use it. So we have a event by event marathon weekend weather forecast.
Okay, cool.
Because obviously Grandma's Marathon is the half, the full, but there's so many things. There's Rock the Bayfront. There's the 5K this afternoon. There's so much. So we have an updated just like weather calendar, which I love. I'm going to be whipping this out on my B105 app all weekend. So check it out. There's the kids races. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah. Lots happening and a lot of construction too.
A lot of construction.
And I wanted to mention this in the buzz because, okay, Grandma's Marathon over after, you know, weekend's over. Mm-hmm. Coming up on Monday, Mesaba Avenue is going to be, they have the bridge that goes over Superior Street's being repaired.
Yep.
And that's going to cause Mesaba Avenue not to be accessible by I-35.
Yeah. Hasn't that been kind of the case though? Because I feel like last weekend, No, never mind.
No, that's going that way.
Right. There's just so much I get confused.
Yeah, westbound Superior Street's been shut down for the last couple of weeks, but now going to get onto Mesaba from I-35, you're not going to be able to do that. So you can still route in by, you can still get to Michigan Street. Mm-hmm. And then from Michigan Street, you can go to 4th Avenue West and then up that way to get to Mesaba. That would be the detour route for that.
Right.
But then, you know, otherwise you're just going to be routed up Central Entrance. So, and that's going to be going on. Different projects with that all the way through October. So
it's so much. And then like the parking garage is also under construction and that is tough as well.
The other day I just about pulled my hair out because I was like, I turned left this way because this road was closed and then that road was closed and then there was a construction truck blocking all the roads.
A man yelled at me for just driving and I was like, sir, I have to get to work.
Random people that yell at Lauren.
It's like, can we not? Can we just stop?
It's come to Duluth for Grandma's Marathon. Stay because you can't find your way out with road construction.
I probably won't be able to find my way out, so.
We'll help you out, Lauren. I'll be your GPS for you. That's B105 Buzz. Read more about it in the B105. B105, it's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren and Lauren's Country Lowdown.
So we have a Jelly Roll Bunny XO update. I think this is actually very telling. So we all know Jelly Roll filed for divorce last month. It just became public. They've both been pretty quiet. But Jelly Roll is opening for Post Malone right now on Postie's stadium tour. And now a clip has surfaced. It's from this week. And Jelly Roll gave one of his inspirational speeches that had people kind of being like,
what?
Yeah. So he said, life is not about what you do. It's about who you do it with. And then he said, do you know what I feel up here? I feel a lot of love. So, okay. He said, I feel a lot of people are standing next to one of their favorite people right now. When I said life's not about what you do, it's about who you do it with. I've seen a lot of people putting their arms around people. So tell somebody that you love them.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
So are you looking into it too far?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think he seems like he's in good spirits. And I feel like that was the point he was trying to get across. Now, Bunny XO, she broke her social media silence. And it was an Instagram video. To one of Jelly Roll's rap songs, it had some really bad words in it. It's her out to dinner with friends, and then the caption said, podcast incoming.
Oh, boy. Well, then we'll hear all about it, I'm sure.
I'm ready.
Right?
Why couldn't she have, like, dropped her book, like, in 2 months, you know?
Yeah, because now it's, well, she got it done for another book now.
I'll be buying. I've been on the waiting list for her book from the Duluth Public Library for, like, since it came out.
I love your, I love how frugal you are that you wait on the waiting list for these. It's great.
Well, once you read a book, it's like.
Yeah, what's the point? You
then
know?
You never read it again, you know?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a few years later. I've read a couple books twice.
Yeah. And like a book is like $30 if you're never going to read it again. See, you always complain that you don't have money. You gotta choose.
Whoa. I never complain about not having money. I complain about how much everything costs.
Okay.
So, we're doing okay.
Yeah, no, so Ducker Wetmore, he is a guest on Taste of...
I couldn't be doing better. Okay, go ahead.
How many times have you said I'm in a pickle?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's bills always keep popping. popping out of places. I
am not. I don't think I'm frugal, though, but okay. But anyways, Tucker Wetmore, he's a guest on Taste of Country Nights tonight. So check that out with Evan Paul. And then we'll give you the last time for us, your last Megan Moroney code at 8:20.
Tucker Wetmore tonight, Evan Paul. Okay. Thank you, Lauren. Lauren's Country Lowdown.
Thank you for thinking I'm frugal. That is like, that's
well, I know you're frugal.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. I could be better.
You bring Rice-A-Roni in every day.
That's not a frugal thing. That's like an emergency. I don't know what to eat.
Emergency Rice-A-Roni.
And it's like I didn't pack a lunch.
Yeah. I got that tie that I got that it's like, I looked at how much sodium's in it, this faux tie or whatever. Oh my God, it's going to kill me.
I had a salmon salad yesterday. It's just a laziness thing. That's not a fruit.
Zach Brown Band, Chicken Fried, B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we've got the 710 Laugh Off. Ready to roll here. You ready, Lauren?
I am.
I'm going to start today.
Okay.
A little loud. Okay. Did you hear about the duck with the drug problem? Quackhead.
That's cute. Didn't know where that was going. I have a running joke.
Do you know why ducks have tails? Feathers
for the water to roll off their back.
It's to cover their quack.
Oh, I thought this was actually a question.
No, this is joke time. Okay, Lauren.
Okay, running joke in honor of Grandma's marathon. Why did the mozzarella take up running? To get shredded.
That's cute.
It doesn't really work because when you run, you eat a lot.
Yeah, that's what I found.
So, you know, I'm not shredded.
Yeah, because you're so hungry when you're done.
Yeah, like I eat 5 times as much as I would if I just had not done that. So maybe I just shouldn't.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. All right, this one came in on the app from Avery.
What kind of shoes do frogs wear? Open-toed sandals.
It's cute. Oh,
classic.
I like it.
Classic.
I love it.
Good stuff. Okay, 710 Laugh Off. We'll do it again. Monday?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure what day it is here. It's been such a week. Okay, we got your last pair of Weird Al tickets we're giving away coming up next on B105. All right, this is how we roll. B105, let's play half a minute to win it. Your chance to win tickets to Weird Al Yankovic. And this is going to be a week from today, right?
Yep, so we have our last pair to give away for now. So let's go to the phone.
Let's see what we got. Hello, B105, who's this?
Hi, this is Brent.
Hey, Brent, how are you today?
Good.
Good, good. You want to go to see Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah, we're, me and my fiance are getting married next Friday, and we're looking for something to do in the evening, so it'd be perfect.
Wait, okay, you have to win. We're going to help you out.
That's amazing. Okay.
Okay, so it's Grandma's marathon weekend, so I want you to tell me, it was going to be 5 since you're getting married, I'll make it 3. 3 songs that would be on your Grandma's marathon playlist.
Oh, if you were going to run Grandma's?
If you were going to run Grandma's.
So like 3 running songs, or it could be any song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're not going to, you know. Judge you.
Okay, Brent, 3 songs you might run to. You got 30 seconds starting now.
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. shoot. That's as much as I had in the chamber.
I'm just going to give you the tickets because of 2 things. One, the first song as you think of is Vanilla Ice, Ice
That's
Baby.
That's amazing, yeah.
And number 2, you're looking to go to Weird Al after you get married. I can't, you know,
we
you
can't fault you for that. We want you to
have deserve the tickets, Brent.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. My fiance will be ecstatic. I did ask her. She's like, yeah, why not? That'd be awesome.
So, what's your fiance's name?
Jill.
Hey, congratulations, Brent and Jill. That's fantastic. Maybe we'll have to get a message to Weird Al. Maybe he'll bring you up or something. We'll see what we can do.
I appreciate that. Thank you. This is going to be a fantastic evening.
That's great.
Incredible.
Congratulations. I love it when a story like that. I got to give them a break.
Yeah, we're not terrible people. And that just rolled off his tongue. That was like, he didn't even think about that. Well, I hope that that song gets played at the wedding. So,
That's got to be on the playlist now.
Yeah,
right?
Have fun. Congrats.
Okay. Look at your weather forecast. That's next on B105. B105, Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning.
Good morning.
Breakfast Club Confessions.
Yeah.
Grandma's Marathon Week.
Yep.
Does that have anything to do with yours this week?
No. I'll go first because I'm actually proud of myself. So it's a double-edged sword here. So yesterday, like, there was a lot going on in the office. Very chaotic vibes because there was a, you know, big event going on, whatever. So it was like, I don't know, after lunchtime. And I was like, I think I'm going to go home and finish working there, which I don't usually do. Sit on my porch, drink an iced coffee. So I go up the hill to get iced coffee. And I'm like, I feel feel like my car's making a weird noise. So I text my husband. I'm like, I'm probably paranoid, but my car is making a weird noise. Like, you can just look at it when you get home. He's like, well, what kind? And I was like, I pulled over in the Caribou parking lot. I'm like, it just sounds like a flickering, no big deal, whatever. So he's like, okay, just like drive straight home, whatever. Well, then all of a sudden my tire light goes on and it went from like 36 PSI or whatever to like 13 and then one. I kept my cool though, but pulled over, went to the nearest gas station, roadside assistance came, texted Ken. I got a one word response that said, bummer. I'm like, okay, last time I ever...
I didn't know what you wanted, but I was like, I was in the middle of
something.
Didn't
know what I wanted.
Well, you had roadside assistance coming, and I was like, okay, she's got it covered, and I went, bummer. It was a bummer, man.
Next time something happens to you, I'm just going to say, bummer. But anyways.
It's a flat tire. I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was like, okay, thanks for the support. Anyways.
Sorry. Because that can be my confession. I was like, I didn't do anything this week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And my husband's like, did you tell Ken? I was like, yeah, I told, you know, my coworkers. Nick was like, oh my gosh, been there. Good luck. Let me know if you need anything. Ken, bummer. I'm like, okay.
Well, it's a bummer.
I'm just not going to tell you next time. Anyways, so roadside assistance came and he was fantastic. And I told him, I said, you are my knight in shining armor. You are my hero. Thank you. Watched him because I know how to change a tire, but since we had roadside assistance, I was like, let's just do that. Went up, got new tires, all good. Got home at like 4:30, and then I went to my running group because I was like, I need to burn off the stress. But my confession would be that it was a very expensive day. Very expensive day. And
you had to pay for the roadside assistance?
No, but I had to get all new tires. And then my other confession with this would be I need to, because I have had a boyfriend slash husband so long, I'm like, I really don't know what I would have done. Like, if he wasn't available.
Don't text me, apparently.
Yeah, you move down the list a little. But I'm like, I don't know.
So you have a husband now. I don't have to do that stuff.
Well, because he takes care of, like, the car insurance and stuff. Like, that's part of, so he easily could do it. But I'm like, if you were busy or out of town or I didn't have a husband, I don't know what I would have done. I don't know what I would have done.
Do you have all-wheel drive?
Yeah.
So that's why I had to get all four new tires.
Yeah.
They couldn't patch that one, huh?
It was like the biggest hole ever and whatever.
What happened? What'd you drive over?
I have no idea.
Probably something construction related down here.
Correct. That's what I'm blaming it on. So anyways, I took up all of Breakfast Club confessions.
Well, I guess you did mine too. I didn't even realize I was busy with something and then I was like, well, she's got roadside assistance. This is what I go through. This is my brain. Lauren has roadside assistance. That's a bummer. Doesn't need anything from me. So I just went,
I just wanted
bummer.
Emotional support from my friends.
I didn't know that.
It's fine. I called my dad. And he didn't call me back for like 7 hours. I'm like, Dad, what if something was really wrong?
Well, yeah, I don't.
But it was an expensive day. That's my main Breakfast Club confession.
You know, I should remember because
because
my wife once, like, she had a flat tire and she was freaking out one time about it. And I'm like, it's just a flat tire.
I was actually very chill about it. Like, I just rolled into the gas station. Perfect. I was just working from my computer at the tires. Like, it was fine.
Well, they look at you rolling with it.
It was just
expensive.
And so I just, that made me sweat a little.
Lauren's Country Lowdown, B105, what's up?
Okay, the tea has been spilled officially by both Bunny XO and Jelly Roll.
Oh.
So, initial thoughts, I think it was more so him that wanted the divorce. And I think... I'm honestly more kind of shook after everything. So, Jelly Roll, first and foremost, he is currently on tour with Post Malone. And so last night on stage, I'm guessing he was going into the song Liar because he said, I want to take a moment. He said, speaking of liars, and he said, I wasn't going to talk about this tonight, but he said, the internet is a liar. He says, this is the only time I'm going to talk about this. So break out your camera phones and film this. He said, me and my wife are best friends. We'll always be best friends. I will love her. She'll be the only woman I'll ever love. The way I loved her. Nobody cheated on anybody. He said she just did a whole podcast about it. Go watch it. So.
Okay. So what's the problem?
The podcast. These are, because there's just so much. If you want all the tea, you'll have to listen. It's called the Dumb Blonde Podcast or go to B105Country.com. But basically, she said they got into a huge fight on Mother's Day. And in the heat of the moment, she told him, if you're so unhappy, just file for divorce. She said she packed up. She went to stay somewhere else. They did not talk for weeks. And during that time, he actually did file for divorce. She says she didn't mean it. She was like, it was in the heat of the moment. I wanted us to go to therapy and work it out. He took it literally. He didn't want to go to therapy. He filed for divorce. So we're getting a divorce.
Okay.
She said no one cheated. She said Jelly Roll is now dating. She said he's gone on dates. He's continuing to date. She said she's not dating. She's excited to be single. She said if Jelly Roll finds somebody that he wants to be with, she will support that. Jelly Roll's her best friend. The divorce is almost finalized. And then she also said they've been, you know, trying to have a baby. She said they have a son on the way. They're still going to raise the son together. They're all going to live on a compound together and co-parent. So she's like, he wants to give me this child because we've been trying for so long. But then what's interesting to me is she said that she has always loved him more than he has loved her. And she said he's always been the one running away from the marriage when she wants it to work out. She said,
oh my gosh, this is just a train wreck.
Yeah, and she said over the last few years,
they
stopped communicating. He got really famous. She went into a deep depression. So she says, basically, they've always had an up and down relationship.
Yeah, well, they had split up in 2018 for a while.
Yeah, he had an affair. But it sounds like she's fine. She's moving on. She's going to get the child that she wants. Jelly Roll's dating. But, I mean, that's devastating that she was, like, file for divorce and she didn't actually want that. And then he actually did. So we will see. But that is the tea that was spilled. So you can go listen to that full podcast. I need to listen to the whole thing.
This is just a disaster.
It was a lot of tea. A lot.
I mean, yeah, they say they're best friends and everything. And
but I don't get how you can be. I don't get how you can be.
Living on a compound. I don't know.
Especially if one's dating, the other's not. Yeah, I don't know.
It just says, oh, boy.
I don't know, but the tea's piping hot, so I'm going to listen to that podcast this weekend.
You report back, Lauren. That'll get you through grandma's, maybe.
Listening to the Bunny XO podcast.
Think about it. It'd distract you enough, right?
It could. Right? Well, if those are like the highlights, it's like, I don't know if I want to know.
Wow. Okay, well, that was an interest. I didn't know that was B105. It's a Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren and Andy from Tortoise and Hair Footwear.
Good morning.
That's my new jingle. Andy from Tortoise and Hair Footwear. I don't know.
I'm honored.
Yeah, welcome. How are you doing? You okay?
It's busy. I'm tired.
You okay?
Very
tired.
Okay? Are you all right?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. It's our biggest day of the year.
It's
Super Bowl, shoe store Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is. And you guys have been at the Expo, right?
Yeah, we were down there last night. We were at the deck the day before setting up. We're in charge of more spots than ever. We took on 12 booth spaces this year.
Wow.
We're down there with three different running brands. We're down there with UFOs, our big sandal brand. And then, of course, we've got a bunch of not only Tortoise and Hare apparel, Brooks running apparel, and a bunch of things that runners may have forgotten at home when they travel to Duluth.
That's
so,
good point.
You know, your odds and ends and knickknacks for getting through a half marathon or full marathon.
Can you give some examples?
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, what am I going to forget?
Sure.
And do I need to stop?
I got the tiny bottles of sunscreen. I've got Body Glide. We've got a bunch of the nutrition products, the goos, some of the other nutrition things like that, some of the hydration stuff, some like foam rollers.
What's a foam roller?
That's the little like cylinder of foam that you use to like roll. I have one at home to like roll out my back. It pops all the little pops. And
you can help with my sciatic?
Yeah, probably.
Well, because I got a little.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, but maybe
yes,
we should consult.
Yeah. It would if you buy one of my expensive foam rollers. I can cure everything.
Ooh,
it's a great. That's a great sales pitch.
Can I try
right
it out?
And you're doing an evil laugh. So I feel like.
Yeah, what's this about? Yeah, I could flop down at the Expo and try it out. Or sure. Is it probably not enough space? They might call.
We could clear a room for you.
See me down on the ground. They're like, "Sir, are you okay? Grab the defibrillator." No, I'm fine. Just trying the thing, you know. Anyway, back to yours.
Regardless of if you forgot something or not, if you're running or not, it is a very fun event if you're looking for something to do today. It's, you know, a lot of things and all things running and staying active. It's called the Fitness Expo. But it's just it's a little slice of our industry, what goes on not only at Tortoise and Hare, but all the sort of other things that go on with running. And it's just a cool thing to go down and check out. It's full of life. There's a lot of people just moving around down there. And it's a very fun day.
Let's go back to Body Glide for a minute.
Yeah.
You ever use Body Glide, Lauren?
I've never had to. Thank goodness.
For like chafing?
Yeah, chafing.
Thank goodness.
And then there's some for your feet if you blister easily. Yeah.
That's like the one thing I...
Is that like a roll-on?
It's like a deodorant stick, yeah.
Oh, okay. Neat. I've never...
It can't hurt to have that with you, though. Because if that is needed, then you're in pain, you know?
I've never chafed, but I've never really had an opportunity to.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I've done 5Ks back in the day, but I just that's a new thing for me.
I mean, that could be something to throw into the ruck pack.
That would help me get all the way through.
Yeah.
Next time.
Put some of that where the shoulder straps lay on.
That helps with that too, huh?
Yeah, it should.
See, things I don't even know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, go to the expo. Talk to Andy.
Yeah, please. Or come in store. We're always got all that stuff.
Yes.
We will be open at the shop both today and tomorrow as well. But if you want to see us, and a lot of good deals down at the expo too. Most brands do expo pricing, so we're included in that.
And you don't want to bring it back, so
the less things we can put in the U-Haul on the way back to the shop, the better. Frankly,
perfect. So. Well, we'll see you either at the expo or at your location on Grand Avenue, or shop on your website too.
Yep, right on the corner of 40th Avenue West and Grand. And then, of course, more information, tortoisehairfootwear.com.
All right, I'll be thinking about you today. I hope you please stay strong.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe
you
I'll stop by and give you a little, pep talk. You can do the same.
Yeah, or bring me coffee.
Am caffeinated.
You hear this and you have an extra cup of coffee walking around, stop by the Tortoise and Hair booth.
Sounds great. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
811 B10.
Hey, y'all. It's Megan Maroney.
Your chance to experience Megan Maroney in Music City is happening right now.
416.
416 on the B105 app. 416. Next code coming up with Joe. 105. It's Breakfast Club. Again, Lauren and Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Looking sharp today.
Thank you.
Like the chief,
I've got my Era Church vibes going this morning.
You got the vibes going this morning.
My new black, this is like almost a Western style shirt that we got in, and it's just got, sweet. But yeah, it's kind of like, it's like a stretchy cotton velour. It's sweet. And so, I don't know, it's right up my alley. I sold a couple yesterday, got them in black, gray, and green, and they're sweet. So,
and it's very,
very comfy.
Comfy.
Exactly.
If you
want to
look like Ben.
If you want to look like Ben or Eric Church, come see me at 206 West Superior Street. Did you guys see his commencement speech that he did?
Mm-hmm.
That was so good.
I saw it. I didn't see the speech. I saw something about it.
Yeah, it was so good. Like, I mean, I know the dude's cool, but he gave a pretty epic speech.
What was so good about it? I didn't hear all of it.
He talked about like how life, there's like six strings on a guitar and there's like six strings to life. And he went through each individual string and what it like kind of could represent to your life. It was fantastic. Totally worth a listen.
I'll have to go back and
watch
that.
It's totally worth a listen. I didn't realize a dude could be so deep. So there's my weird tangent. Go for it.
Do you know what is weird? Oh, there's my weird tangent. Do you know what his first name is?
It's not Eric.
It's Kenneth.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
He just got cooler. Right when you think when the guy can't get cooler, he just got cooler.
I take it offense because like what, Kenneth wasn't good enough for you?
Ooh, that's a good point.
You had to change it to Eric. How many Erics are there out there? How many Kenneths are there?
It's like his stage name. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
true.
It's just iconic. Doesn't have the same ring as Kenneth.
We could just call him the Chief and be done with it.
My last name is my stage name.
That makes sense.
Because when I started in radio, they were like, you can't use your last name.
That's
very Finnish. Yep. Very Finnish. Nobody's going to be able to, nobody's going to be able to say that.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of Finnish, how are you feeling, Lauren?
I'm feeling good.
She's heading for the finish line.
That's what I'm talking about.
Marathon.
You were just like, when can I expect you to run past Mainstream? And I'm like, what time does the bus leave? Like, I need to figure these things out.
Yeah, what time does the marathon start?
I don't like to look until the day before because I don't need to freak myself out. But
that
I'm feeling good. I'm not like a speedy, I'm not super fast. So it's just like, I'm just there to have fun.
Well, I'm going to do my darndest to make sure that I'm out there.
Because I called you out.
Because I get called out every year.
You
exactly.
Because, say you're going to be there and then like I'm looking for a beacon of light because at this point it's tough and like the last mile is so hard for me and because it feels close but it's not and then you're never there. But then I run down a little further. I see Ken.
Yep.
Husband.
Maybe we'll all just need to get like a big circle and cowbells and signs
that
and whatnot.
That scares me. Don't do that, please.
Historically, like we're down at the Lyric. We'll have breakfast and because either my wife will run, my sister-in-law or my actual blood sister all at least run the half. And so we'll eat breakfast. We'll go out and we'll glad hand and wave and clap and all that jazz. And then historically, I'll stay at the store most of the day. Tomorrow, we're just going to be open till noon because believe it or not, not a whole lot of runners are coming down to shop on Grandma's Marathon Saturday.
Yeah, I bet.
And so I'll be there till noon tomorrow cheering on runners and just hanging out. So if you're really desperate for something, you can come on down and I will be there, but only till about noon. Today would be a great day to come and see me. I'll be there normal hours today, 10 to 5, and I'll be there all by myself. So come down, bring some company with you and maybe like a coffee or an energy drink. I might need it today because I'll be there all by myself.
You're the second guest we've had today that said, please bring me coffee.
Did Andy say that too?
Yeah,
oh, I love him. He's the best.
Coffee, so I'm like,
is he there by himself too today?
Not by himself. All right, no, but he's hustling.
He's a heck of a good guy, and at least he's got really comfortable shoes to be doing it in.
Exactly.
God bless him.
Exactly. Yep. Look at this.
Exactly.
Businesses supporting business.
It is a great dude. Gotta love him. So there you go. But yeah, come down and see me. I'll be here 10 to 5, 206 West Superior Street at Mainstream Fashions for Men tomorrow. Good luck to all the runners, and I'll be there till noon cheering you all on.
You're a good dude, too.
Thank you, dude.
You're a good guy.
You're a good dude, Lauren.
Okay. Thank you, though.
No, I got no.
All right.
Never mind. Sorry. 828.
Actually, thanks.
B105. B105. Okay. So 4th of July is just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hard to believe, but fireworks coming up, you know.
Right. People were lighting off fireworks or something last night and over the weekend. And I'm like, you got to wait till the week of.
If that's even
legal, I don't even know.
It's not. Not if they're making that big of a boom, it's probably not legal, especially because you're in Minnesota, you know.
Right.
And even in Wisconsin, like a lot of towns, it's illegal in town. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But this is something that happened, which is a pretty loud blast rocked a Washington neighborhood. A man was making homemade fireworks in his backyard shop. Investigators say the 47-year-old man was mixing black powder in a blender when it exploded the moment he turned it on.
Oh.
Yeah, black powder will explode if it's...
That's not good.
He's in serious condition in the hospital, and he's being treated as both the victim and the suspect, since making homemade explosives is illegal. Neighbors called 911. They found 37 homemade devices that looked like sticks of dynamite. Some empty, some still full as they shifted through the debris. The bomb squad had to be there. Crazy. Yeah. Don't make your own explosives.
Yeah, that. I'm just trying to figure out the logic there.
Hopefully he was just trying to make homemade fireworks and nothing else.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering.
Right. They're going to be looking into that.
There's some things we just don't need to do.
But if you ever thought about putting gunpowder in a blender,
I have.
No, it never occurred to me either. Yeah, we got to mix it up, but that's not with a blender. Come on.
I don't even know I've never even seen it, so
that's,
I don't know.
That's a good answer. Now you don't know. Investigators won't be looking. Toby Keith, I love this bar. B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we've got some angel with Lauren Wells. What's going on, Lauren?
Okay, so I don't know if anybody knows Spencer. He has a famous social media account. I think it's called SB Mowing. And basically, the premise of it is that he helps people that are in need with, like, yard work, overgrown lawns, because... If you're going through
something.
I've
seen that guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so apparently there's a bunch of angels in this story. There's a woman. Her name is Debbie. She's gone through a really hard stretch. Her husband was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, given 90 days to live. He passed away. She was his caregiver. She was scammed by a contractor. A neighbor wrecked her car and didn't pay for it, so she kept falling behind on bills, rent, dental and health care that she needs. She's been putting off. Sometimes she goes without food. She uses, you know, what little money she has to feed her animals. So an Uber driver took Debbie home from the grocery store where she was kind of explaining what happened. The Uber driver got in touch with Spencer, and he used his social media platform to raise $685,000 for her.
Wow.
Which is more money than, I mean, she'll ever need. And then, of course, he cleaned up her yard, everything like that. But these kind of stories make me happy, but sad at the same time, because it's just so sad that so many people have taken advantage, you know, of her. And it makes me especially sad when, like, if you're, you know, older or whatever, and you're supposed to be living in your golden years, but then you have to worry about all these things, you know?
Yeah, that scamming is, it's scary.
Yeah.
They get you. And yesterday I had one. That was something from parking app saying your license plate's expired. Click here to add more time.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I parked in the ramp.
Yeah. You got to just ignore those things.
Right?
But then also if I was older and didn't, you know, like I feel like my grandparents always used to get scammed because people take advantage. They don't know.
Well, think about it. And, you know, say 50 years when you're an octogenarian, right? And you're in your 80s.
Yeah.
Right. What is the world going to look like, and what kind of technology are they going to have scamming then? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
B105 and the Workday Kickoff commercial free. We will see you later. Have a terrific day and good luck to all the runners out there. Good luck, Lauren.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
As you go by. And you don't want any pickle juice shots or
I don't think
water?
So. I mean.
We spray it down with a hose.
You could.
Would that help?
Maybe.
Okay.
No, I don't think I want anything. No, all definitely right. don't have any Fireball. It was fun last year, but I learned, you know,
slice
lessons
of pizza.
Were learned. Maybe.
Maybe, you know, you can
I'm
going to
eat that for breakfast. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Good luck out there. We'll see you tomorrow. Or, well, yeah.